Is your project management hitting the marks? Hey there, elite contractors. Glad to have you here on another episode of the Contracting Coachcast, your place to find ideas, tips, and knowledge to help you take your contracting career or business to the next level. I'm Tony Booth, your host and founder of ContractingCoach.com, where you can find this CoachCast along with other great tools and resources to help you build a prosperous contracting business or career. Thanks, everybody, for being here on this Wednesday, June 26th. And as you know, if you listen to Monday and Tuesday, we have a whole theme going this week because it is halfway through 2019. So as you can imagine, we're going to go through reviewing our project management, overall health of our project management today, because we're halfway through the year. Are we doing it? Are our projects doing well, right? We want to do that so that we can make corrections as need be. And we're going to continue in that same theme the rest of the week. On tomorrow, we're going to do a little bit about business. And obviously on Friday, we'll talk about our own personal stuff and share a few things of where I am with my stuff and why it's important that we do these kind of checkups once in a while, right? So we're continuing on. And with today being the project management day, what I want to make sure that you understand today, what we're talking about, is the overall project management versus the projects themselves, okay? Yes, we're halfway through the year. Yes, maybe we should be looking at some of our projects, but really that reviewing your project, it should be done on a regular basis. If you have short-term projects, you should be doing them every week. If you have, longer projects that last up to 6 months, then maybe it's a monthly thing. Longer, still stick with the month. So if you have a couple months, maybe it's every 2 weeks that you review. But the point being is that review process on a project level to sit down and see where we're at should be done on a regular basis. We want to look at those things and kind of find out the health of the project regularly so that we can make adjustments. Because waiting till a year event, like a June 30th for the end of second quarter to review a project. Well, if your project's going to end in July and you've been on it since January, it's too late to make changes. You're way past halftime. So on a project level, just remember that's not what we're talking about today. There are other CoachCasts, and we'll do one, kind of project reviews here in the future. But those should be done regularly. And you should set a goal. I would, as a project manager, I would do a big review at halftime in the project. If you have a 12-month project, 6 months in, let's do a big review. 6 month project, 3 months in, let's do a big review. But today we're talking project management as a whole. How is the overall status and effectiveness of our project management as a company? Which is really taking all the projects, okay, all of them, and rolling them up together to see what the aggregate of our efforts are, right? Let's say you're running 10 projects and during this review, you look at five of them and those five happen to be ones that are tracking okay schedule-wise, but you have five other ones that are not tracking okay, you're not getting the right picture, right? So we want to be looking at this overall. So it's really the aggregate of every single project that we've completed, have ongoing, and all that stuff, so that we can see if as a whole, as a group, as a team, our project management skill sets, efforts, process, procedures, everything about it, is it all working properly? Are we achieving what we want to achieve? So that's what we're going to talk about today is looking at this as a whole, that 20,000 foot level of our project management. So when I look at project management as an organization, similar to what we talked about yesterday, where we want to get to those KPIs, those key performance indicators, and what are the key responsibilities of project management? What is the role in our organization of project management? And when I talk about project management, I'm talking about not just the project manager, but this is the whole team: superintendents, foremen, project engineers, senior VPs, all that stuff. This is the whole team. This is kind of the operations side of the business. We want to know, are we doing it? Are we doing a good job? So the role of all that, when you really break it down, the top of the role is to build the projects on budget, right? To build them on time, and to manage productivity, and to deal with customer service. So as a whole, as a group and as the whole aspects of project management, while there's many, 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 many little aspects and things we do, the key functionality is to, is to really get the projects done on budget, on time, and make our customers happy. So our KPIs, those key performance indicators that we look at when it comes to the overall strength of our project management, should all be dealing with things related to that, right? Like, what is when we look at our projects as a whole, and let's say we did, so far this year we've done 20 projects, we want to look at all 20 of them, and are we finishing them on time? Are we finishing them under budget? And we want to look at that in two ways, and we'll talk more about that as we go through. But we also we don't want to just simply summarize everything, because you could say, let's say you did 20 projects and 10 of the projects we made our budget close to it, but 8 of the projects we missed our budget pretty bad, not awful, and then one of the projects we did extremely great with. So if we were to sum everything up, we may miss the fact that our average is really off if it wasn't for that one big winner. On a whole holistic view, we would not be finishing under budget. So we want to make sure that as we look at project management, we have our KPIs focused around the budget, the time, the schedule, and the customer service, because I don't care what you do, as managing projects, as project teams, all that stuff, as a company, you can go out, finish every single project on time and under budget. But if you're not taking care of that customer, you're going to struggle, to build a successful business. There has to be that customer service involved there as well. Because if you just piss all your customers off, you're going to run out, right? So we have to make sure we're paying attention to that part as well. So as we look at this, okay, again, just to reiterate, for the review, we are looking at the aggregate. We want to get an idea of the overall performance. So we're going to look at average results. We're going to look at the big picture, and our KPIs should all be based on the combination, right? When we establish our key performance indicators that we're going to track throughout the year, we want those as an aggregate. Now, you may on individual projects establish separate KPIs for the project, which is fine. Okay, that's a good way to help your teams, become successful. But for this discussion today and our mid-year review, we want to look at the overall KPIs. I may have a KPI related to schedule that says I want to finish every project, within either 10% ahead of schedule or no more than 2% beyond schedule, right? Late. And so I would then say that, maybe looking at that, I have a 12% range there that I can go in. But so I'm going to look at all my projects And I'm going to figure out if I had, you know, 100 days and I finished it in 90, I finished 10% ahead of time. If I finished it in 102, I'm 2% over, right? So I can look at each project and determine where that percentage is coming in. And as a whole, as a company, did we make that KPI? So we want to look at that again as it all is all combined. So the best methods for doing this for project management, that's what we're going to talk about today overall. And so the one simple one, right? And this is the key metrics I talk about all the time. These you should be doing on your project and you should be summarizing for your company all the time anyway, because it's easy, quick snapshot to let you know if there's a problem. And that's my key numbers that I talk about, the three key numbers. Your percent complete by time, your percent complete by cost, and your percent complete by billing. Right? We know that those should all be relatively close. It's possible that we might be 50% complete with a project and our billings are only 35% and our costs are only 35%, because there may be some high dollar items we bill at the end of the job. That's all fine. But cost and billings should be pretty darn close all the time. You know, we're going to have those little back and forths, but that's a very good indicator of the overall health of your project. So if you were to take all those, which you should have those, you know, a nice little spreadsheet where you should be tracking that every month anyway, summarize that, and you can get a quick snapshot of how your current projects are doing. Obviously, once you hit 100% on all this, those projects are no longer relevant to those key metrics. But this little metric here is a way to have a good indication of the health of your current projects without a lot of, you know, digging in and effort. And the idea is, if you have that spreadsheet and you have your 10 projects on there, and every month you're putting in percent complete by time, percent complete by cost, percent complete by billing, and you can look at across each project, and if you see something that's out of line, then you know, okay, wait a minute, let's go talk to Johnny and find out why this project is so off whack here. Okay. That's the whole point of that. And that's the one thing that helps us understand where our current projects are. Okay. So now moving on though to really understanding budget, and this way of doing it also helps us with ongoing work as well as completed work. Okay. And it's a work in progress schedule. And for those of you who aren't familiar with it, you can find a template on contractingcoach.com under resources. You'll see I have a template there for a WIP or work in progress, a WIP schedule. And what a WIP schedule does is you list each job. And on that job, you're going to have your contract, you know, your job name, your contract value, your estimated cost. Okay. And then as you're progressing through the job, you're going to put in your actual cost to date, your billings to date, and it's going to look at those things and compare them and understand if you're projecting to complete that project under budget. Okay. And it gets into a whole thing of under billings or over billings. And that's all ways that you can look at this WIP schedule to understand kind of the health of your projects, right? We really, technically, you don't want any overbillings or underbillings, but essentially what underbillings will tell you is that your cost is running at a higher rate than your billings are. So there's a good possibility that you're going to lose some of the profit on the job. So overbillings is the opposite, right? It means that we're billing more at a higher percentage rate than we are at a cost to date rate. Okay. A lot of times that's just because maybe we had a little front loading there or got a good, you know, a couple good invoices in. But either way, we don't want to get too far out of whack with those. Those tell us a good, you know, the good health of our project. And then you'll see on that WIP schedule, then it then summarizes completed projects, because the WIP is work in progress. And then it kind of has a separate area for completed projects where you can see if you had profit fade on the project or not. So that's a good tool. Again, it's on the website. And also, if any of you, I actually have a course in the Academy for that, and that teaches you how to use it. If anybody wants that course, just send me an email, tonyb@contractingcoach.com. I'll be glad to, you know, share that course with you, you know, for free. Let anybody that wants it take it, and you can, you know, kind of understand how to do that. Now, the WIP schedule obviously is for larger projects, multi-month projects, and things like that. So if you do a lot of smaller projects that maybe last 3 weeks, 4 weeks, 2 months, you don't need to go all in with a WIP schedule, but you should still have some type of spreadsheet that is taking the similar approach where you're looking at the job, right? You're looking at the original estimate, the cost to date, the billings to date, and you know, the estimated versus actual, so that when the project's done, okay, if the original contract value was $50,000 and the cost were going to be $30,000, what was the final billing? Was it $50,000? And what was the final cost? Was it $30,000 or was it $35,000? That's going to give us an indication on every single project whether or not we're having profit fade. And that's the biggest thing we want to avoid, right? We want to keep our profits. So we need to have something like this that we're tracking every single job. And that's going to help us look at the overall health of our project management. If you give me a WIP schedule, I can pretty much tell the health of your project management. If you give me, you know, this other summary sheet, I'll be able to tell how well your project management's doing. Okay. Or it may indicate you have a problem in estimating. One of the two. But, you know, because obviously if we don't have good cost estimated to start with, we might run into a problem. But those two things will help you to keep track of where you are. And that's the best thing to use to review in the middle of the year, because we can make changes, right? So the last thing, customer service. Look at your results on your post-project surveys. We should all be doing some type of interview with our customers when we finish up a project. We want to ask a few questions. How can we improve? How can we do a better job for you at a minimum? Okay. I like to do a little 4 or 5 question thing with a little, you know, 1 through 5 rating, so I can kind of assign a number to it. You know, you think about if I ask 5 questions with 1 through 5, there's a maximum of 25 points. I can compare that, and I can compare that to other projects. I can compare it to previous years. And using like 5 questions, I can key certain areas to understand where to improve. So we should be doing some type of, you know, post-project surveys and reviews. And we're halfway through the year. Let's see how we're doing. And if we're in the middle of projects, take some time and call some of those customers up and see how we're doing. See if we're doing the job they asked of us. See if we're, you know, we're showing up and delivering on that unique selling proposition. Because that's the key to the long-term success. We might have some short-term gains if we go out and finish projects on time and under budget, but it's short-lived if we're not taking care of that customer to win more work. So let's make sure we do that review. So let's review our overall project management process for how efficient we are of getting the projects done on time and under budget and taking care of our customer. That's it for today, folks. Thanks so much for tuning in. Everybody have an amazing day. Stop waiting. Start building.